Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hello, good day. How are you guys doing? And how are you? How's your day going? And thank you for joining me today on the Diary of a Conversationist. I remain your host, Osara Gray Amayabo, and I am super excited and delighted to have you here with me today. Thank you. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for, you know, stopping by, and I hope that you continue to stop by once every week to just listen to, you know, what I have to say, my words of encouragement to you. If you're a returning listener, thank you for, you know, just being consistent. Thank you for coming back every single time, every week. I appreciate it. I do not take it for granted. Thank you for, you know, once in a week, just allowing me to be in your mental space. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. Yes, we are in July. Precisely today is the 2nd of July 2020. I am excited to, you know, be part of, you know, the group of people that are still here on the earth, you know, that are still, you know, here this 2020, because, you know, lots of things have happened due to this whole COVID-19 coronavirus. Lots of people, you know, they've lost loved ones, you know, lots of people, they've lost their jobs, lots of people, you know, things hasn't really been easy for them, but I'm grateful and I am happy and excited and thankful that, you know, I'm still here. You know, my loved ones are still here. I have so many things to be grateful for, in spite and despite how the whole pandemic and the whole COVID situation has been in the first quarter of the year. Yeah. So yeah, I am grateful, and I'm happy to also know that you are at the other end of this listening, and I know that, you know, things might not necessarily be so cool, things might be cool, but I'm here to tell you that things are gonna get better, and better and better and better. So today's podcast is, I feel like just sharing some words of encouragement and admonition, not necessarily talking about a particular specific topic, because, you know, I was just pondering and meditating this morning, and I kept on just saying to myself, what should I say to these guys this week? What should I say to these guys this week? And I felt really strong in my heart to just like share like admonitions and encouragement, right? So this episode this week is more of just admonishing you and encouraging you. Yes, I know that we are in the second half of, you know, of this 2020, and I know that you have more than enough reasons to, you know, despair, you know, be discouraged, be anxious, be worried, be frightened, but please do not allow it. Do not allow it. You know, there's this quote by a wise philosopher that says that a head that is filled with worry does not have space to be creative. A head that is filled with worry. I am not invalidating or not saying that they are not there. I'm not arguing with it. I'm not trying to suppress it. I'm not trying to repress it and say, or try to do a blind eye to it and just tell you, you know, just imagine that they're not there. No, they are there. It's happening. But I want you that in spite and despite of it, put your eyes where your eyes should be. And so today, I am more of talking about just focus, you know, focus on the things that you have the ability to control, you know, focus on the things that, you know, would be of help and immense value to you. Focus on the things that, you know, would be of service to you. You know, there's this TEDx, video I recently watched. It was delivered by Kobam Sasoko. Kobam Sasoko is one of Nigeria's like most amazing producers, but this guy is blind, and he was talking about the, you know, he talked about something that really struck me, like it was like an aha moment for me in that video. He says that, you know, blindness creates focus. Literally, the guy is blind, but he was explaining it that sometimes sight can be a distraction. Sometimes we not necessarily. What I got from that was, put your attention where your attention should be. Put your eyes where your eyes should be. I'm going to say this. I am a Christian, and one of the ways that I get help and support is just to, you know, put my eyes on the love of God. Put my eyes on the things that, you know, that God has said. Put my eyes on the testimonies that I have heard from people, whether from people that I know, people that I just, maybe they post it on social media, you know, they talk about it as testimonies, or things that I've read in the scripture, because I see that God has been able to do something for someone before. And I know that, you know, God is also able to still do it again. If he did it before, like Tetri Beth said, if he did it before, he has the ability to do it again. He's the same God back then, he's the same God right now. He doesn't change, you know. So I want you to just put your eyes on the faithfulness of God. Put your eyes on the mercies of God. Put your eyes on the graciousness of God. Put your eyes on the loving kindness of God. You know, scripture says that whatsoever things be true, whatsoever things be lovely, whatsoever things be of good report, it says if there be any virtue, it says think upon those things. Think of the things that, you know, this morning I in my meditation time, and I was just like, I allowed the last 6 months of this year, 2020, to just, you know, like play before me, and it brought me to tears, not like in like painful tears, but tears of joy. All I could say was just thank you God. And that was coming from the place of me just recognizing that, you know, God has been gracious to me, recognizing that, you know, things might not have gone the way I had planned it to go, but, you know, the loving kindness and graciousness of God has sustained me. I also believe that for you as well. You know, you might not be where you want to be, but I bet you that you're not where you used to be. You might not be able to, like, probably have all the things that you had anticipated by this time or season in your life you would have. But I bet you that where you are is somebody's prayer point. Where you are is somebody's desire. Where you are is somebody's wish. Someone somewhere, somehow, wants to have the kind of life that you have, regardless of how you look at it. Someone is hoping and aspiring to be where you are in this very moment. So I want you to, you know, enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the journey, enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, enjoy the process. You know, there's this thing called metamorphosis, and it's like a transformational phase, right? That some set of organism go through from when they are, for example, for the butterfly, it goes from the pupa to the imago, you know, to the larva, then it becomes an adult. So at that point where it's like in the larva stage, it looks like a worm in its cocoon. It had so many liquids, so many fluids, so many things in it, but it has to go through that phase of trying to come out of the cocoon, and it coming out, it has to press, you know, it has to, you know, there's a lot of discomfort that comes with that transformational phase. So I believe that, so maybe no matter where you are in your life right now, you might just be in that point where it looks like a transformational phase for you, a transcension, you know, you are moving from one level to another. And it seems quite uncomfortable. It seems quite discouraging. It seems quite disheartening. Do not give up. Do not give up. Trust. Trust that, you know, that God has your best interest at heart. That, you know, trust that, you know, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Trust that you are not alone. Trust that his favor, his grace, his mercy, you know, will guide you, will be with you. It will cause the right people to come to you. It will cause the right resources to come to you. It will cause the right help to come to you. Because God is a present help in times of need. Trust. So even if you're dealing with sickness in your body, believe that this will not be the end of you. Believe that you are going to come out victorious of it. trust. So my two word for you, right? My two word for you for this two next, like for this next half of this 2020 is focus. Number one, focus on, you know, the things that you have the ability to control. Focus on the love of God for you. Focus on the things that are true. Focus on the things that are empowering. Focus on the things that, you know, are able to make you make moves in the right direction of where you're headed. Focus on where you are headed. Forget about what has happened. Forget about what could have happened. Forget about what would have happened. All those should have, would have, could have, they didn't happen anyway, so forget about it. You know, scripture says in Isaiah 43, I think verse 10, it says, no, Isaiah 43:18, it says, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? You know, a new thing. So I want you to focus on the newness, on the graciousness, on the beautiful things that God has in store for you this next quarter of 2020. I want your eyes to be there. I want your eyes to be there. And the second thing I want you to, you know, consciously do this next quarter of 2020, from, you know, July to December, right? Trust. After you've put your eyes where your eyes should be, scripture says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith, right? Put your eyes where your eyes should be. Trust. You know, there's this song by Sinash, Waymaker. It says, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in darkness. My God, that's who you are. Then there's the second stanza of the song that says, even when I don't see you, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. Because the love of God is overwhelming. It's like tidal wave. It comes. And the love of God towards his own is reckless. It comes for you. It comes for you. It just looks for ways to just love up on you. So two things I want you to, you know, if it's going to be your mantra, is that I would put my focus on things that are, you know, are before me, not things that are behind me. I put my attention on where I'm going to and not where I've been. As much as I'm grateful for those experiences, but where I'm going to is more greater, grander, beautiful. So I put my focus there and I will trust. I will trust that God has great and mighty plans for my life, and I will trust that he will never leave me nor forsake me, and I will trust that, you know, he would come true for me. I know that this is not like the regular way I kind of do this podcast, but I'm also learning to just, you know, to just say the words that God will have me say, because I believe that one person somewhere, somehow, has to hear this, and they would hear this, and this message would get across to them. So my two very most profound things that are profound admonition for you for the next half of 2020 is focus on the things that you can change, focus on where you are headed, focus on, you know, the possibilities of beautiful and amazing things happening to you. Forget about could have, should have, would have. Forget about the past, because in this next half of the year, I strongly believe that the Lord will do so many great and mighty things, that God will cause blessings, favors, you know, to come upon your life. And there's this new song that I heard, I think I heard it on, was it Tuesday? It's called Blessings. That song is amazing. It's called Blessings. You know, it's called Blessings. If you can look for it on YouTube, called, I think, Blessings by the Elevation Church. Just look for it, listen to it, and you will see what it's talking about. So, my two admonitions for you in this next half of 2020, focus on the things that, you know, you can change. Focus on where you're headed. Focus on the graciousness, the blessings, the goodness that God has shown you in time past. Even when you felt like there was no hope, nothing was going to happen for you or happen through you, God came true for you, right? And trust. Trust is like you just having reliance and confidence in the ability of something that is higher or greater than you. Me, I believe in Jesus. My trust is in Jesus. You know, in God. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. Because I trust in his love for me. Yes. So the next quarter of, not quite, I don't know why I keep saying quarter, but the next half of 2020, I want you to trust in the love that God has for you. And I want you to focus on the thing and the beautiful things that are ahead of you. Focus on this new path that you've set yourself in. Just stay there. Stay there. Yeah. Okay, so that's my admonition for you. So that's basically this episode is that admonition. I just feel like sharing this, you know, so that's why I'm sharing it today. And I would like you to have an amazing, you know, usually I say have an amazing day. No, I'm saying this to you that you have an amazing, beautiful, remarkable, memorable, favorable, miraculous half of 2020. So yeah. Every single day, expect something beautiful, amazing to happen for you, through you, and in you. Expect it. And I said to someone recently, I said, expectations is the mother of manifestation. Have a sense of gratitude, appreciation, expectation, trust, focus, this next half of 2020. And you'd have tangible testimony abound for you and your loved ones as well. So, it's a wrap for today. Do have a blessed, amazing, beautiful next half of 2020. Enjoy.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.